Ryan.
Michael.
You did this, you gave Josh a heart attack. By getting too close, what a pal.
Come on. You always stab him in the back.
Huh. Paul calling kettle black.
How's Deanna? I hope she's working well for you. You've been so eager to steal her away.
Do you hear what you're saying?
What?
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 Since you and Josh met, all you've done is come up with scheme after scheme to split him and her up.
Oh, wow, I'm stunned by that plank in your eye.
What?
What? What?
What?
You are the same way, you hate his guts.
Screw you, at least I don't hate my own life like you do.
Yes, you do, so it's true, we're both nuts. You and me, look at how we have sunk so low. We say he's our friend, but is he truly so?
God knows there are times that I wish the worst.
Me too, just to keep me from getting close.
When did we let our whole lives be defined by things that are out of our control?
Life's a bitch and it consumes you whole.
Nice.
Did we drive him up there, Michael?
I've no idea.
Oh, that's new.
What do you think, you know me now?
Hey, Mr. Paranoid.
Miss Insecure.
That's below the belt.
Always with you, I'm sure.
Oh, jeez, you drive me crazy. What's your problem?
Problem? I have no problem.
You're a mess.
Right, and I am useless, yes?
Well?
It's okay, useless Michael the loser. I could care less.
You mean couldn't?
That's what my dad used to say. You're pathetic, you'll not amount to anything. And then he would hit me.
So that's why you pretend to be cool.
What do you care? You've no right to judge me.
No, you have no right to judge me.
I do it myself. I'm my own judge and jury, so there.
Michael.
Deanna, you caused this, you cheater.
Mike.
It wasn't me. I swear I did not say a word.
Look, I saw you and you.
I'm sure you are happy.
That's absurd. Why would I want him hurt?
It meant nothing.
Excuse me?
I mean,
I don't give a crap.
Don't give me that. You have been eager for Michael to steal me away.
Okay, so I'm shit.
Yes.
No.
I might be confused.
You're not that at all. You just can't accept who you are.
Damn straight, Mr. Parody Gay.
Mr. Tat for Tit. Now you've gone too far.
I didn't get it. Stop!
Alright, fine. So my feelings sometimes get the best of me. And although I don't love who I am, I'm no cheater or beater.
Indeed.
Right, that's it.
What? Guidance? Tell me how this looks.
Hurling insults and throwing punches. Childish behavior. Leaves a flavor sour and bitter as the mood turns explosive. Did we play our role in this whole messy drama unfolding? If we cannot take the blame, let's blame others instead. It was Ryan,
Michael,
Deanna,
it was Lily or Jared.
We can't bear it. How the hell should we act when somebody has a terminal motive? Can we keep on telling ourselves that him? We are your friends. Strong and secure like a fort. If only to give you support and advice. To suffice, we are nicely.
I spent most of my growing up years with Dad. After Mom divorced him, things were pretty bad. Dad gave up, lost a life, gave into the void. And nothing excited him. Now I don't know what it means that I'm drawn to guys who have passion and fire and excitement.
Freud.
All I know is I want guys who can raise the bar, you know? This is a step too far. Josh, you've taken a step too far.
What about you, broken family?
Nope, just a broken nose.
Sorry.
They're happily wed.
Go away!
But they don't know I'm gay.
Ah, there it is. We're all bound by neurosis. You were right, it's really my problem. It's that voice.
Who's?
My dad's, it resounds in my head. I fix cars, that's all. While Josh could be a college grad, he has a choice, yet he's throwing his chances away.
It's not about the things we accomplish or what we do. It should be about who we are.
Thank you, Oprah.
You know, there's no shame in what you do.
Just like there's no shame in what you are.
Wow. It's like you're reading lines from a really overwritten script.
So, how does our crap get resolved?
Perhaps we could start now by not being so damn self-involved.
You mean put others before ourselves?
Right.
We could start with Josh.
Can you?